Steuer der Torah, Rabbi Leib Goldberg.
Good morning. The Shaila should ask somebody, Baal Tshuva, has been invited to a relation for a meal. And there's a lot of history. He's been invited all the way through his life, and now he's become Fruma, and he is aware of Shaila as he wasn't aware before. And this relation is not as from. They eat kosher. They eat kosher. They keep fleshik samilchik separate. But they don't toivel their kelim. And they're not careful about toiloim. Bedikas toiloim. Is he allowed to go and eat there? And if he doesn't, or he makes a fuss, it's going to be a very unpleasant situation. Very, very difficult situation. Is there any way to allow him to go and eat with his, a relative? So, assuming that the proper checks have been in place to make sure it's definitely kosher, the food that he's going to be served, and assuming that he's not going to eat the salads or things where there's going to be a risk of toloim, what boils down to is, are you allowed to eat by somebody whose kelim have not been toveled? That's the shaila. So we'll begin with straightforward halachas and see where we get to. The Ramah says in Yerideh Siman Kuf Chaf, at the end of the Ramah, if a person did not tovel his kelim and he used them, the food still remains mutter to eat. It doesn't ask for the food. It's not like eating out of treif of kelim, where sometimes the food can become asa. To eat out of kelim which were not tabled, the kelim, the food still remains kosher. However, Shulchan Aruch there says in Sif Ches, there is an issa to eat out of kelim which have not been tabled. It's definitely asa lehishtamish bohem. You mustn't use a keli which has not been tovled, even though the food will be mutter. And even if it's been used many, many times without being tovled, it makes no difference. Every time you use it, you mustn't use it until you've tovled it. And even bederech arai is just as a one-off, also you're not allowed to use a keli without tovling. There's a machlokes rishonim, whether Tzvilas Kelim is Deiraisa or Midrabon. Most Paskim hold Lemaisa that metal Kelim are Deiraisa and glass is Midrabon. That's the Pashtus HaGemara, because the Gemara says that although the Torah lists the types of metal by Klei Midyan, but the Gemara says glass, because it has similar properties to metal in that if it breaks, you can melt it down and reconstitute the keli. It's similar to metal, so Chazal were also goyza on glass that it needs tefillas kelim because it can be confused with metal. So it's mashma, metal is deiraisa, and glass is midrabanon. As they pass in the Prichodosh, and Al-Chashulchon, Mishabura, the Paskim take on this Mahalach, that most Paskim hold metal is deraisa, and glass is midrabanon. In Shuvas Minchas Yitzchak, from Dain Weiss, he has a Shuvah on a similar Shaila to this one. Someone who is by an Achsanya, a hotel, where they haven't tovled the Kalim, is he allowed to eat there?
Does it have to table? It's a business.
So, the advice says, first of all, it is a shtickel of sofek whether they have to table the kelim, because there is a din of klei schoira. Klei schoira means the chiv of tefillas kelim or kelim which are used to eat out of. If you use, for example, you're a shop which sells kelim, but you don't actually use them because they're there to be sold, even if they're second hand, but they're there to be sold, they're not there to be used by the owner of the shop, then he can't tovel them. Or, for example, if you buy a keli to give away as a present, because you're not going to use it, you're not going to use it for klei suda, you have no chiyuv tefila. It's the person who uses it who has the chiyuv tefila. So therefore a shop does not tovel kelim, and if a shop does tovel his kelim before he sells it, pashtas it's invalidates the tevila. It doesn't work. It's got to be the person who buys it, who's going to use it, who has the chiyuv tevila. So Dain Vai says some want to say that if you have a restaurant or a hotel where the owner of the restaurant or hotel doesn't use the kelim himself, it's only there for letting other people use, maybe it's like kelei schoira. There are chulkim who say no, that it's there, these kelim are bought to be used. Don't look at the owner, look at what the keli is for. This keli is not for business, this keli is for to be used. And therefore, it has a chiyuv tevila, even if personally he's probably not going to use it. It's like if you've got spare kelim in the house, which are useful when guests arrive. Are you going to tell me there's no chiyuv tevila because you usually don't use it yourself? Avadanish, they are kelei suda, they are there to be used. Normally you don't need them. And it's very mistaber to say that, because if he would be stuck, of course he would use his own kelim. So it's very shver to say that this is not called klei suda. We'll see later, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, avada it's called klei suda. But akuponim, there's a shtekel shaila about it. So that's how the Minchas Yitzchok begins, that it's a shtekel shaila by a restaurant or hotel where the bechlal, the chayev, tevilas kelim.
Sorry, what do you say about presents? If you give a present, what?
If you give a present, so the person who buys the keli in order to give it away can't tovel it. Because it's not, and brachal batola, and the tvila is invalid, and the person who gets it has to tovel it again.
Even if you're going to put food on it, I'm going to say to give it as a
Even if you're going to put food on it. But it's not klei suda. Yeah, it's not klei suda. Yeah, so some say it's a shtickle, a sophic, but it's definitely, everyone agrees that it's the one who buys it who has to tovel it, even if the one who sold it or gave it has already tovelled it. Some are paskim a bit more supplic about the bracha, if it's already been tovelled, whether tovelled again with a bracha, without a bracha, but definitely it should be tovelled. So the Minchas Yitzchok then says, there's another tzad here, to allow a person in a restaurant or hotel to eat off the kelim. And he bases himself on a chiddush of the Yeshua Siakov. So to explain the chiddush of Yeshua Siakov, we have to introduce the words of the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Macholos Asuras Peg Yudzayin, someone who buys alekeach klei tashmish soda, someone who buys kelim which are used for eating with, min ha'akum, from goyim, mikli matchas, if they're metal, or kli schuchis, or glass, devorim shlei nishtamash bohem kol ikah, even if they are kelim which have never ever been used, there's no shail of kashrus here, matbilon b'mei mikvah, you have to tovel them in a mikvah, v'achakach mutorim lechol bohem v'lishtois, and after you have toveled them, then you can eat and drink with them. The Yerushalmi says that the reason why the Torah said that you have to do tefillas kelim is to take them out of tumas akum or lachnisam b'kedushas yisrael. This is not the normal hilchos tumah v'tara like tumas meis and these things. This is a kedusha type of inyan. The Ritva says it's like a ger has to tovel when he becomes a yid. So also the kelim of a goy need to be toveled when they become a yid, which are used for klei suda.
The shopkeeper's been told. I don't know how many times that was.
But it's got to be klei suda. It's a condition. It's got to be klei suda. If it's not yet klei suda, then there's no chiyuv tevila. Klei suda amurim b'parasha, the Gemara says. Yeah. So so the Rambam says that if you buy kelim from a goy, even if it's never been used at all, the Gemara says even klei chadoshim, there's a chiyuv tevila kelim in order to be able to eat and drink with them. Then the Rambam says like this: Tvila zu, this tvila, shema tvilin klei hasuda, shalukuch min ha'akum, that you have to tovel the kelim of suda which you bought from a goy. And only then it'll be mutter to eat and drink from them. Einam le'inyan tum of a tahara, elo midivrei sofrim. It's not the normal halachas of tum of a tahara. It is midivrei sofrim. Midivris on the words of the Chachonim. The Remez law, and there's a Remez in the Pasuk called Ova Asher Yovoi Bo'esh Taviru Bo'esh V'toyer by Klei Midyon, says the Rambam, Mipi Hashmua Lomdu Chazal Mekabel from Sinai, that She'ena Medaber Ela Metarosa Midei Giyule Akum. This Pasuk is talking about Kashering Kelim. It's not talking about tumah, even though it says a lashon v'toheh, because tumah doesn't go away through esh. And the first part of the pasuk says taviru ba'esh. So tumah doesn't go away with esh. So the first part of the pasuk is talking le'inyan giur le'akum, that if he needs kashering, you have to put it in the fire for those things which have to be kashered with fire. Or ma'a shekosuf v'toheh, and the last word of the pasuk v'toheh, Amru chachomim hoisiv loitara, you should add a tahara, asher avirosri ba'ach avirosri ba'ach, after you have kashered it, lahatiroi migi'oleakum. So the Rambam does make a connection between tefillas kelim and kashering kelim, but that's a separate shmuz. But lemaisa, the Rambam seems to contradict himself of exactly what is this chiyuv of tefillas kelim. There's a machlekes rishonim what the Rambam meant. The Ran and the Ritzvah says the Rambam holds tefillas kelim is midrabanan, because he says a loshem midivrei sofrim. It's midivrei sofrim that you have to tovel kelim. However, the Rashba says the Rambam means it's min ha-Torah. So the Kesser Mishnah says, either Rambam says midivrei sofrim, but the Rambam carries on, umipi ha-shmua lamdu, that Chazal are telling us what they were mekabel from Sinai. So it's like the Chachamim are telling us what the pshat in the pasuk is, but it is min ha-Torah. And the Achronim say that we find in other places the Rambam uses the Loshon Midivrei Sofrim, and he means Min HaTorah. For example, the Rambam in Hilchos Isha says, by Kiddushei Kesev, when you Mekadesh Eso Isha, the Rambam says Midivrei Sofrim. He calls the Kiddushei Kesev Midivrei Sofrim because it's a drosha from the Pasuk, even though everyone agrees it's Min HaTorah. So we find the Rambam uses that Loshon Midivrei Sofrim in HaTorah, and that's what the Achashuchim takes on, and the Achronim take on the Rambam. There's more notes of the Lashon to say it's min ha-Torah. That's the maskon of the Kesser Mishnah. And I'll say passing to Shulchan Aruch, but to me, the scale of metal is derice.
You see, it's from the words of the Rambam, it's got to be his.
It says
when he buys it, it's got to be his. Someone
who does. Oh, so the fact that Rambam says buys it is that's what you have to do to get it out of the Tumas Akum. If you borrow it from a goy, it's not Chayav Tzvila. But the Shulchan Aruch says, but if one Yid buys it and another Yid borrows it from the first Yid, then the second yid is mechuyah betvilas kelim, because really borrowing from a yid is chayav kelim, because you're using it for klei suda. You're the one using it for klei. You've got the permission to use the klei suda. But to get it out of tumas akum, it has to be severed from the rishus of the goy. For that, it needs to be bought from the goy. If it's just borrowed from a goy, it's not chayav kelim.
The whole point is to be okrit from to a high kedusha.
Yes.
So when you borrow it from a yid, it already belongs to the yid.
So right, but the yid hasn't tovled it yet. So it's like I was explaining before, that there's two conditions. There's one condition that a yid has to now own it, and another condition is it has to be in a situation of klei suda. So the first person who bought it, who's not using it, has no chiyuv tevila yet, because although he's bought it, it's not klei suda, so there's a technical reason why he can't tovel it. And the second yid, now it is klei suda. True, he got it from a yid, but the keli itself has not yet been brought into the Kedushas Yisrael. It hasn't had the mikveh yet, so therefore the keli needs a mikveh. And the chayyah, there's no difference whether you borrow it from a yid who keli hasn't had tefila, or you just have permission to use it. Like in a restaurant or a hotel, you haven't actually borrowed it, you've just got permission to use it, which makes an akumin and choshe mishpat. But lechera, as far as these halachas are concerned, there's no difference. The point is, a yid is using it for a klei suda, and it originally belonged to a goy, it's now gone to the rishus of a yid, so lechera makes no difference which yid uses it. If he hires from a goy, it doesn't need tefillah, because it still belongs to the goy. Yeah. So says the Yeshua Siakov, he wants to fend for the Loshon of the Rambam about the Divrei Sofrim and the Piyashmua, and he wants to say a Moedik Echidish. The Avada, the Rambam holds the Chiyuv Tefillas Kelim is Min HaTorah, but the Issa to use it without tevelling it is Midrabanan. And with that, he answers the Rambam, it's Midivrei Sofrim that you can't use it, of it's Mipiyashmua that it needs Tevilah. That's the chiddush of the Yeshua Siakov. You can split the two. In other words, there's a mitzvah of toveling it, min ha-Torah. But it doesn't mean that it's usur to use it without tevilah. The issa to use it without tevilah, that's an issa midrabanan. So Dai Weiss wants to say a massive chiddush that since the issa to use it is midrabanan according to the Yeshua Yaakov, so in a case where you're in a situation where you can't tovel it, it's not mistaba chazal would be mechayev you that you're not allowed to use it in such a case. Because what do they want you to do? Minatari, you're allowed to use it. Midrabanan, you have to tovel it if you can. But if you can't, you can delay this chiv drabonon. And Mimele, he says, in this situation where you're in a restaurant where there's a samazoya shaila, whether it's chayat vila or not, plus, according to the Shuas Yaakov, it's only a chiv drabonon to table. And in this situation, they won't let you take their kalim out to go and table in a mikvah. So Mimele says, Dain Weiss, you're allowed to use them. However, most poskim argue with this. For example, Ramosha Feinstein has a tshuva about a restaurant, similar shayla, and he says, Avada, the kelim there are mamish chayav tvila, no shayla, and Avada, it's also to use them without tvila. So what should you do, says Ramosha, if you're served in a restaurant and you realize that the kelim have not had tvila? And he says a very interesting thing. He says the difference between a solid and a liquid. If it's a double yosh, like I said, a piece of steak on a plate, so he says, you're not really using the plate, because if the plate wouldn't be here, the piece of meat would be on the table, but you could still eat it. So therefore, even though it's on the plate, and it taka is chayav tzvila, but you're not really being over there, so you're shtamshus in the plate. Mashenkin a drink, or cutlery, or such things, where you're actually using it, says Ramosha, that there's no question, there's no heta, you're not allowed to do it. So Ramosha clearly argues with Dain Weiss about a number of nekudas. But in Londus, there's a very interesting shayla, which I want to bring out, the machlekes between Menchas Yitzchok and Igros Moshe. And that is, this, how you understand this chiddush of the Yeshua Yaakov. When there's a chiv d'oraisa to tovel kelim, we have mitzvahs, let's say Kriyas Shema. Kriyas Shema, you have a chiv to say Kriyas Shema. Now, you don't have to do it the first moment you wake up. You can do it as long as you're within the Zman Kriyas Shema, you can mekayim in the mitzvah. But there's a din of zrizim makdimim le mitzvahs. And the same with Mariv, the Machaber says, zrizim makdimim mitzvahs, you should daven at the first opportunity. But if someone davens a bit later, it's not over anything. That's what we find by some mitzvahs. Then you have mitzvahs like, let's say, mezuzah. Once a person is living in a house, or let's say he's rented more than 30 days, or he's bought it, and he's brought his things in, so now he has a chiyuv mezuzah. How quickly does he have to put on the mezuzah? Can he say, well, first go and down Mariv and I'll come back into the mezuzah? Or do you say, no, every moment you have this house which you're living in, you have a chiyuv d'oraisa of mezuzah. Which one's correct? So most achronim say, there's a chiyuv kol rega v'rega. You mustn't delay at all. Once you start putting on the mezuzah, so you don't have to rush, because you're oisik in the mitzvah of putting on the mezuzah. But to begin putting on the mezuzahs, you can't just say, I'll do it later on in the day, because it's more convenient. You have a chiyuv d'oraisa, b'chol rega v'rega, your house is mechuyav mezuzah. It's like having a beged of arba kamphos. You have to have tzitzis on straight away. You can't say, I'll wear it without tzitzis, and I'll put on the tzitzis later, because there's a chiyuv d'oraisa, b'chol rega v'rega. So some mitzvahs you are allowed to delay, and some mitzvah becomes like a type of anissa. You have to do it straight away, because otherwise you're being mevatel the mitzvah. The shaila is, what is tvilas kelim? Avad, everyone agrees that the chiyuv tvilas kelim is only when you're using it for klei soda. But the question is it a chiyuv like kriyas shema, that minatoya I'm talking about, or chiyuv like kriyas shema, just do it as soon as you can, but if you delay, you haven't been over anything? Or is it like mezuzah, or those mitzvahs, where every minute you haven't done it and you're using it, you haven't been mekayim the mitzvah of the deraisa? So it looks like that Rav Moshe understood that it's mamash achiyuv, you can't use it without tvila. And Dain Weiss understood, the Yeshua Yaakov, at least, that min ha-Torah, there isn't such a achiyuv. The achiyuv is klei soda, you have to tovel whenever. But the midrabon on it, you have to tovel it when you can. That seems a very interesting machlokes. However,
how do you know for Rav Moshe? Rav Moshe says, well, do you have to use it straight away?
Because Rav Moshe says, if you're in a situation where it's on the plate or anything, and you can't tovel it, then the thing is, if you can't tovel it, the restaurant's not going to allow you to take your cutlery out to the mikveh and things. So you can't tovel it. So now what should you do? Do you say, listen, I've got a chiyuv, but I can't do that now, so I'm still allowed to eat? Or do you say, no, there's an issa. Every regular, you're not allowed to use it without tovelling it. If you can't, it's like any other issa that you just can't do it. Don't eat. That's the question, yeah? And really, the Chiddush of the Yeshua Siakha Pshat and the Rambam is not like the Ritva, Rajba, Ran, Kesa Mishnah, and all the Gedolei Aposkim who say that's not what the Rambam meant. So it's a Chiddush anyway. But besides that, I found there's many Makuras, not like the whole Chiddush of the Yeshua Siakha. The Ozrua says clearly there's an Issa in our Torah to use the Kalim without tovelling it. The Achrayim bring down. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos talks about someone who on Shabbos has got kelim and he forgot to tovel them before Shabbos. What should he do? So he also says the same chiddush as Yeshua Yaakov, that the chiyuv to tovel kelim is deraisa, but the issa to use them is midrabanon, and therefore it might not be called masakimona. The whole Gemara about tekelim which are tomei, the other type of tuma, you can't tovel on yonta because it's like masakimona according to some shatim. So maybe it's not like masakimona when the chiyuv, the issa of using it without tefillah is only midrabanon. So it's not an inherent problem with the actual keli. Perhaps it's not masakimona. And then about it, there's a lot of rage of whether you can or you can't tovel it on Shabbos. You know, if such a thing happens, you have to ask a shayla. It's a complicated shayla.
Would it be
muksa? If you can use it for other things, it won't be muksa. You can put things in it, so it won't be muksa. Yeah. There's no other reasons why it won't be muksa. Yeah. So if it's a shutum of a yid and a goy, it's passed from tevila. Shutum of two yid and it's chayav tevila. Yeah. I found lots of Maramakomas of Paskim who don't hold of this issue. Siaka of the Prima Godim talks about a case in Hilchos Pesach of someone comes Seder night at Abakosa and suddenly remembers he didn't tovel his Becha. So is he allowed to do Abakosa out of Becha not tovel, or should he forget about Abakosa? So he says it depends if the Becha is metal or glass. If it's metal, it's a Chiv Deraisa Tvila, it's a Deraisa to use it without Tvila, you can't do your Abakosa. If it's glass with Drabonon, then he's got a Gansa Richas there, whether one Drabon overrides the other one or not, he's got a Gansa Shai. So it's quite clear he holds the Issa is Deraisa. Samely, Beis Meir also says it's Deraisa, Issa to use it without Tvila, and the Shagasari also. So it's a big color to say this, you I found that Rav Shlomo Zalman says in Mechashema very choshev ha'ora. It really bothered me this question that zol zayin the halacha is like Yeshua Siakov, but this chiddush of Dain Weiss that when you can't, you can use without tefila is very shvet to understand because when is the deraisa and when is the drabonon? Bishlama, if you say that midraisa you've got a chiv korega varega. And if you don't do it, you'll be in the vatel, your chiyuv, but you haven't been doing an issa. And the rabbanon come along and say there's an issa. And if you say like that, then you have to go like Rav Moshe, that avada, you're not allowed to use it without tefila, even if you can't. But if you say that the rabbanon only said it when you can, but when you can't, there's no drabbanon. So if that's the situation as far as the rabbanon are concerned, what's the situation as far as the chiyuv derais is concerned? Because when do you have to tovel it min ha-Torah? When you can or when you can't? When you can, you're telling me there's a chiv only midrabanon. When you can't, you're telling me there's not even a chiv drabanon. So when is the chiv deraisa? It doesn't make sense. Well, what's the chiv deraisa? Also, once in your lifetime you have to tovel it, it's not mistaba. It looks like it's when you come to use it. So Meila Rav Shlomo Zalman also is madcha this Minchas Yitzchok, and he says, Avada, you're not allowed to eat in this restaurant or hotel without tefillah. And I think it's such a pele that the only way of answering it is to say that Dain Weiss was soimach be'ikon his other tzedodim, that it could be it's not chayav tefillah, and he's just using it as an extra sniff. Because really, it's very shver to say that where it's difficult to be mekayim your chayav tefillah, then it's out the window and there's no chiyuv tefillah. Pashas is a shtamshus, say Shulchan Aruch and all Paskim is a shtamshus, there's a shtamshus. And Be'etzem Shulchan Aruch itself in Yeridah says, what happens on Yom Tov if you remember you haven't tovelled the kelim? Against the shayla be makna to a goy and borrowing it back. Against the shan Shulchan Aruch, nobody says you're allowed to use it without tefillah. That's if you haven't got a goy, you can't use it. Going to Amos, you should be allowed to use it without tefillah because you're stuck. So it's really very, very shver to understand. My father asked me to end off with a vault. Because when we're talking about bringing the Kedushas Yisrael, there are some people who are despondent nowadays about the Maila of Klal Yisrael nowadays, where we have fallen far from Doris or Rishonim. So in this last week's Saturday, in Parashat Shelach Lecha, there's some very interesting Meforshim. The Or HaChaim says, the Avdi Kolev, Ekev Hoysa, Ruach Acheres Imoi, Zot the Orachaim, Yehoshua also didn't listen to the rest of Raglim. So why does it say in the Pasuk, Ba'avdi Kolev, Ekev Hoiso Roch Acheresimoi? So he says, the Pshat in the Pasuk is like this. Ba'avdi Kolev. My servant, says Hashem, is Kolev, not Yehoshua. Why is Kolev my servant, not Yehoshua? Ekev Hoiso Roch Acheresimoi. Because he had a very difficult time with the Meraglim. Bishlam Yehoshua Moshe Rabbeinu Davon Kor Bishachom Asas Meraglim. He had a thrill of a tzaddik, so he didn't have such a big nisoyan. So fine, so he did the right thing. But Kolev, it was a big struggle for him not to join the Meraglim. Al Horaya, he says he had to go to Minishtateach and give others to in heaven to try and damn Hashem, please help me. I just can't overcome this nisoyan of joining the Meraglim. So because he struggled, he is called to Eved Hashem more than Yehoshua, who didn't have such a struggle, even though Yehoshua had the Madrega from Trilas Sadiqim. And that's the thing that we need to know in our generation, that we struggle about things in Yiddishkeit which earlier Doris did not struggle with. And you should know, it makes us greater. It makes us greater. Rabbi Rucham says also in Parashat Shlach Lecha that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges a person according to the difficulties, and if a person is on a lower madriga and has more difficulties, he comes out higher than a person who is on a higher madriga and has less difficulties. And he says there it's possible for a person today to be greater than Rabbi Akiva Eiger, even though you can't touch him in terms of Torah, Yerushalayim, madrigas, midas, but the struggles that we have today to overcome them might be for some people more difficult than Rabbi Akiva Eiger's struggles, what he had according to his madriga. I mean, maybe you can get greater. And he brings up Chaim Vital, who says B'Shem Arizal, that it's so choshuv, every little thing that we do in Yiddishkeit nowadays, much more than it was B'Doris Rishonim. And had a Chakira, that if a person is on a low madriga because he's fallen, because he's done Averis, now he struggles. But if he wouldn't have fallen on this, he wouldn't have fallen, then he wouldn't have this struggle. Does he get schar for the struggle? Because it's jolly well his own fault. He was done this Averis so many times, and now he's struggling to get out of it. But if he wouldn't have done that, he would never have the struggle. So how does it work? So L'chaya does a Mufurish Gemara, because the Gemara says, B'mokem sheh Bali Tshuva oindim ein tzadikim gemurim yicholim lamoy. Bali Tshuva means people who did have Averis and now have come back. So they are on a higher level than tzadikim. Well, it was their own fault. Who asked them to fall in Madriga? No, we don't say that. L'maisa, they struggle, and it's the struggle which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very much mechavav. And in our day, there's so many struggles. In so many inyanim, you should know, every struggle brings a person higher and gives the Kedushas so more than it was B'Doris Rishonim. Chofetz Chaim says a similar thing by the Meraglim also, that what was the whole Nisoyin of the Meraglim? Says Chofetz Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised them the getting out, so how could they fall? Says Chofetz Chaim, their mistake was they thought, yes, Hashem promised us we're going to beat all these goyim, it's going to be a complete Nisim, but we have to be on the Madriga. We're not such tzaddikim, and Shema Yigrim Achetz, maybe we won't be Zoicha. Look, there are big giants there, but Derech HaTeva doesn't make sense to conquer them. We're not on the Hadrega, we've got no chance. We're all lost. That was the Nisoyin. It says, Chofetz Chaim, Cholder, Vador, the Eitz HaHorah comes with the same Taina. Yeah, you're not on the Madrega, your Tefillah is not worth much, your Torah is not worth much, and it's a big Eitz HaHorah, because that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? Says Chofetz Chaim, Ach Bashem Al Timroidu. All Hashem wants is, don't rebel against Hashem. You do what you can, and Enchanama, you have Nefilas, you have Aliyas and Nefilas, but just don't rebel against Hashem. You do what you can, trying always to do return Hashem, and that's what Hashem wants. I was thinking, the Mephoshim ask a kasha, that when we daven for the Geula, how does it work? We know that for Doris, they've been davening for the Geula, big tzaddikim, and we're still not zeich of the Geula. So how can we achieve a Geula without tefillahs? According to this, it makes a lot of sense, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants tefillahs from people who struggle. And their struggle wasn't the same as our struggle. What we struggle with today, when we see how desperate we are, that we need the Geula, because we're falling, and there doesn't seem to be any hope, there's no way out all the problems besides the Geula, so our Tefillah has a certain Chashivas which the earlier Doros did not have. And recently, in the last couple of years, when there's been so many events which people are wondering, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? Why does Hashem do this, do that, the other? We should know that Hashem knows we're going to struggle with this question. And He doesn't tell us the answer, because He wants to struggle with the answer. He wants us to serve Him and to carry on Torah mitzvahs without knowing the answers. And that is exactly what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Because in Doris Hashanah, maybe they'll be able to work out why Hashem does this and that. We can't. And Hashem knows we can't. And that's why He gave us, in order with struggle, it's the struggling which makes us great and gives us Kodesh Yisrael.
Oh, there we go.